我们教会有一群青少年。
There's a group of youth in our church.
他们是高中生跟初中生。
Most of them are junior and senior high students.
两个礼拜之前。
Two weeks ago.
他们当中有一些人去 Wisconsin 州的东北角参加一个礼拜之久的退休会。
Some of them went to a summer camp in the northwest corner of Wisconsin.
等一下。
For a whole week.
他们当中等一下有人要给我们做见证。
Some of them will give us testimony.
这群青少年是由我们的瓦特森牧师跟他的太太 Annette 在带领。
So this group of youth are led by our Pastor Watson and his wife Annette.
他们一个礼拜至少聚会两次。
They have at least two meetings each week.
礼拜晚上七点半到九点半。
On Friday night,They meet from 7:30 to 9:30.
第二个聚会是等一下我们崇拜完以后，他们有主日学，从两点半到三点半。
So the second meeting will be the Sunday school after our Sunday services.
我们欢迎青少年能够参加。
We ask and invite all the youth to partake.
在这几位做见证之前，瓦牧师有几句话告诉我们。
Before the testimony.Our Pastor Watson will say a few words.
Just a few brief words before Becky comes first and then Lulu.
在 Becky 跟 Lulu 做见证以前就说简单的几句话。
I would like to extend thanks to the two men who drove.
我要谢谢两位弟兄他们开车的。
I'm going to embarrass you right now. If you could stand up, we're going to give you a round of applause.
我请你们站起来，我们大家可以鼓掌，谢谢。
These two men took 2 days out of their busy schedules, Monday and Saturday.
So they 他们从他们这个繁忙的时间里面抽出了两天，是礼拜天跟礼拜一。
And in that 2 day period, they drove approximately for 24 hours.
在那两天，他们开了24个小时的时间。
So we thank you.
我们谢谢你们。
And now I'd like the youth to come.
现在请 Becky 上来。
Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
I'm just very blessed to have gone to the camp this year, and I'd like to share one of the many things that I learned there with you.
我今年夏天能够有机会参加夏令会是神的祝福，我想跟你们分享一下我的经验。
I've realized how weak I am in my own flesh.
我发现我自己的肉体有多么的软弱。
I can strive very hard to not to do something again, but I'll fail on a constant basis.
我想尽可能的不做一些事情，可是我常常会失败。
I learned that when I lean not on my own strength, but that of God, I'm strong in the Lord, and He's pleased with every step of faith that I take in obedience.
我知道我只要信任神跟把交托给他，他在我每一步上，他都会带领我。
Therefore, spending quiet times with God through daily devotion is so important.
That's why 每一天能够跟在神面前有灵修是很重要的。
The Word of God really is the source of all strength.
神的话语是我们一切力量的源头。
And that daily walk through scripture reading and prayer is required of a holy lifestyle.
神每一天跟随神，有灵修，有学他的话语。
And lastly, I just want to say I'm just so blessed to have personally witnessed the salvation of Leo and Tiffany.
好，我想跟大家介绍写一个 Tiffany.
Yeah, Leo and Tiffany. And the miraculous deed of the Lord really rendered me speechless and really encouraged me.
这个神的奇妙的工作在我的身上让我无言可说。
So congratulations to them and thank you all.
所以感谢大家。This is Lulu here, yeah.
In lesson camp, God convicted me of disobeying my parents and my pride and my selfishness. And I was convicted of not doing my devotions, which I learned are very important.
Mm-hmm. 在这个夏令营里面，神让我了解我自己没有遵守我的父母或者我自己的骄傲甚至我的自私让我知道我犯了罪。
I have also fully submitted myself to God.
我也把我自己献给神。
I have decided that I will go wherever God wants me to go.
我决定我要去神要我所去的地方。
And go and do whatever God wants me to do.
我也做神要我所做的事。
And although I am not sure what this might be,
虽然我不太清楚究竟这些是什么，
I will do my best to prepare for it.
就是我要尽我最大的力量来准备。
Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢 Becky 跟 Lulu。
We thank Becky and Lulu.
你看到他们的见证当中那种虔诚跟朴实的心。
We see their honesty and the simple heart in those testimonies.
求神带领他们前面的脚步。
May God lead their footsteps ahead.
我这边有一些简单的小条子是告诉我们说什么样的祷告神不听的。
Pastor has prepared.The list of what kind of prayer that God will not listen.
你需要知道这些。
You need to know this.
免得这个花了时间没有任何的效果。
So that you would not pray in vain.
等一下摆在外面，你需要人可以拿一张。
So I will put them in the back table. You, if you need, please take one.
今天我们回到约翰福音十五章。
Today we return to John 16.
约翰福音十五章。
John 16.
约翰十五章，你可以把它分成三个大段落。
The 15th chapter can be divided into three major sections.
第一个大段落是第一节到第八节。
The first section is from verse 1 to verse 8.
第二呢是从第九节到十六节。
The second from verse 9 to 16.
第三是十七节以后。
The third section is beyond verse 17.
我们上礼拜天讲的第一大段。
Last Sunday we spoke the first section.
今天要讲第二段。
Today we will speak on the second.
这两段是有关联的。
They two are connected.
因为第一段里面说要住在葡萄树里。
Because the first one said we need to abide in the vine.
那个葡萄树就是耶稣。
So the grapevine is Jesus.
第二段呢说要住在耶稣的爱里。
The second says we need to abide in Jesus' love.
仍然是住在耶稣里。
Still abide in Jesus.
这两个段落都是以做门徒来成为门徒做目标。
These two sections are the aims for being disciples.
门徒他说是会结果子的。
Being disciples will bear fruit.
这两段也将结果子和祷告连在一起。
These two sections also connect the bear fruit and faith and prayers.
并且这两段在救恩历史上观念开始改变。
And here these two will have a change in the history of salvation.
怎么说呢？
How? Do we mean? What do we mean?
第一段在葡萄树的这种象征之下，以色列人的角色给耶稣代替了。
So the first section under the symbol of a vine.That means the character of the Israelites was substituted by Jesus.
而第二段呢?
How about the second section?
在神新的启示之下，仆人变成朋友了。
So under God's new revelation, slaves become friends.
第一段是用葡萄树做的一个隐喻哈 ,metaphor.
So the first section is using the vine as a metaphor.
第二段是要解释这个隐喻。
So the second section interpreting or explain this matter.
让第一段里面的意思能够更清楚啊。
So the meanings of first section can be even clearer.
所以第二段要用同一个主题。
So they use the same theme.
但是用不同的字眼。
But different words.
第二段里面有几个key words啊，要字。
There are several keywords in the second section.
第一个是遵守。
The first one is obey.
第二个是朋友。
The second is a friend.
第三个是拣选。
So the third is elect.
这是我们今天要看的三个大点。
These are three major things we're going to see today.
我们先看第一大点。
Let's look at the first point.
住在耶稣里面的人会遵守他的命令。
He who abides in Jesus will keep his commitment.
这是第九节到十一节。
This is from verse 9 to 11.
我们先看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。 这句话我们可以了解。
We can understand this sentence.
但是这里面这个爱这个动词有个特别的含义。
But this verb love have a special meaning.
当耶稣说父爱我一样说这个爱，这个动词呢，希腊文是说过去未定时。When
Jesus the Father loves me, the word of love in the Greek word means is completed in the past.
Yeah, 我的 errors 啊。 那么这个表示说这个事情已经发生了，已经完成了。
So it means this has already completed in the past.
天父对圣子的爱是已经完成，已经发生。
So the Father's love for the Son is already completed.
但是耶稣说我爱你们的爱呢，同一个动词。
But the same verb when Jesus says my love for you.
换句话，他对我们的爱已经完成，已经发生了。
In other words, His love for us is already completed.
不在于我们要做什么才能够得到他的爱。
It doesn't matter what we need to do to get His love.
所以耶稣讲这个话说，在几个钟头他就要上十字架了。
So when Jesus said this, just a few hours after that, He's going to go onto the cross.
但他的爱真的是已经完成了。
That's why His love is truly completed.
因为在十三章里面，我们看到说他替门徒洗脚。
We saw that in chapter 13, he washed the feet of the disciples.
给门徒做一个侍奉的好榜样。
To give them an example of serving.
然后14章里面他安慰门徒说,
in verse 14, in chapter 14, he comforts the disciples.
他说,我就是道路,真理,生命,若不借着我,没有人能到父那里去。
So I am the truth, way, and life. Nobody can come to the Father. But through me. And he also promised he will give them a comforter. So this is why Jesus' love for us is a very appropriate example.
这个类比, 这个analogy, 就是天父对圣子的爱。
So the analogy is the same as the Father's love for the Son.
但是第九节后半边跟第十节说，你们要藏在我的爱里，你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里。这句话我们可能有个问题。We
may have a question regarding verse 10.
如果神对我的爱已经完成了，已经发生了。If
God's love for me has been completed.
为什么还需要这个命令？
Why do they need a commandment?
因为不管神对我们的爱是多深多厚。
Because it doesn't matter how deep God's love for us.
而我们多不值得神这样爱我们,
even though we're so undeserving of the love.
如果你要继续的经历神那种爱,
if you want to continue experience God's love.
如果你要继续的享受神那个爱,
if you want to continue to enjoy God's love.
至少一部分,
at least some part of it.
取决于你对神爱的回应。
Depends on how you respond to God's love.
换句话说,
in another word,
问题不是在于你有没有神的爱,
the question is not whether you have God's love.
问题你是不是经历到,
the question is have you experienced?
你是不是享受到神的爱,
have you enjoyed God's love?
而经历的享受在于你对神爱的回应。
So this it depends on how you respond to God's love.
有时候弟兄姐妹会问我,
so sometimes brothers and sisters may ask me,
我知道神爱我,
I know God loves me.
我知道圣经也这么说,
I know the Bible says so.
牧师你也这么说,
you say so,
Pastor. 许多的传道人也这么说,
many the preachers will say that.
但是为什么我没有经历到神的爱呢?
But why have not I not experienced God's love?
弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
顺服是经历神爱的必须条件。
So obedience is absolute requirement to experience God's love.
我们的人的想法不是这样。
We may think it differently.
我们要经历完以后，我们才考虑要不要做。
We have to experience it first, then we decide if we want it or not.
我们要先经历神的爱，再考虑我要不要爱神。
We want to experience God's love first, and then decide if I want to love God.
但神的做法正好相反。
But God's way is the opposite.
你顺服以后，你才会经历到神的爱。
You can only experience God's love after you are obedient.
顺服是继续住在耶稣里的条件。
So obedience is the condition to continue living Jesus' love.
并且，如果你顺服的百分比和你经历神的百分比是成正比的。
So there is a positive correlation between.The percentage of your obedience and the percentage of love you experience from God.
这就是第十节后半边耶稣讲的话。
This is the second half of verse 10, what Jesus said.
正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。耶稣完全遵守。
Jesus has completely obedient, being obedient.
所以他是完全的经历享受天父给他的爱。
That's why he has completely enjoyed.And experience the love from the Father.
Okay, 我们再看喜乐。
Let's look at joy.
这是在十一节。
Verse 11.
我这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。这句话让我们想起来，在十四章里面，耶稣说，我要将我的平安赐给你。
This passage reminds us that Jesus said to us in chapter 14 that I will give you my peace.
刚才第九节第十节也是提到我的爱。
Verse 9 and 10 has mentioned my love.
现在在讲我的喜乐。
Now talk about my joy.
这三件哈，仁爱、喜乐、和平。
So the three things, love, peace,And joy.
是圣灵所结果子的前三项。
It's the first three character of the spirit, fruit of the spirit.
你有没有问过这个问题？
Have you asked the question?
为什么耶稣要我们顺服他命令之后，马上就讲喜乐呢？
Why does Jesus ask us to command us to obey his commandments, followed by talking about joy?
为什么耶稣会这么讲？
Why would Jesus say so?
因为他不要我们对他命令的顺服是不得已的。
He does not want us to reluctantly to keep his commitment.
哦，是很被动的。
He doesn't want us to be passively obey his commitment.
顺服的时候是没有喜乐的。
Or we don't, he doesn't want us to do it without joy.
或顺服的时候脸拉得长长的。
So you won't have a long face.
耶稣在这里是要告诉我们。
So here Jesus tells us.
他对天父的顺服是他喜乐的原因。
His obedience to his father is the source of his joy.
所以这些顺服他的人有份于他的喜乐。
So those who are obedient to him shall share his joy.
这个喜乐是在这个世界上找不到的。
So this joy cannot be found in this world.
人在这个世界中找到的喜乐。
But we can find the joy in the world.
常常是一个短暂的
often is short-lived.
或者是肤浅的
or is superficial.
或者是不完全的
or is incomplete.
但是耶稣所给的喜乐正好是相反的
But what joy gave us by Jesus is opposite.
你还记得大卫王的故事吗？
Remember the story of King David?
当他跟拔示巴犯奸淫罪
So when he committed adultery with Bathsheba,
那个时候大卫有最终之热。
At that time, David had the joy in sin.
圣经虽然没有讲，我相信大卫那时候非常的兴奋呢。
Even the Bible didn't say that, I suppose David was very excited.
大卫说，哎呀，这个太美了，太好了。
This is so beautiful, so nice.
我希望他能继续下去。
I wish it would continue.
可是好景不长呢。
But it did not last long.
上喜乐不能耐久啊。
This kind of joy cannot last long.
不但不能耐久。
Not only cannot last long.
过去以后带给你罪恶感。
as it passes, it brings you guilt feelings.
因为你知道你得罪了神.
Because you know you offended God.
那大卫怎么办?
So what can David do?
他会向神求啊.
So God, David asked God.
求什么呢?
What does he ask for?
那我们看诗篇51篇12节.
Let's go Psalm 61.
诗篇51篇12节.
Psalm 61 verse 12. Psalm 51 verse 12.
找到一下，请你跟我一起念.
Let's read with Pastor together.
Okay, 我们一起来.
Let's read.
求你使我能得救恩之乐，是我锐的灵扶持我。大卫有这种迫切。
He has such desperation.
他想再得到神以前给的喜乐.
He wants to have the joy from God.
因为住在耶稣里的人。
For those who live in Jesus,
会顺服神的命令,
will be obedient to God's commandments.
因此他经历神所赐的慈爱, 喜乐跟平安,
therefore, he can experience the love, peace, and joy come from God.
我们看第二大点,
Let's look at the second point.
一个成为住在耶稣里的人,
the one who lives in Jesus. Is because he's a friend.
我们先看12节到13节.
Verse 12 to 13.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。有人过去曾经对我说啊，
Someone has told me in the past.
牧师啊，
The pastor.
爱神容易啊。
It's easy to love God.
爱人很难啊,
it's hard to love others.
问他为什么啊,
I ask him why.
他说人会反嘴啊,
so people may talk back.
人会很大声啊,
they can be loud.
人又有脸色看啊,
so can get you dirty looks, looks.
并且这个神我又看不到嘛,
but the God I cannot see.
而人正好相反啊,
but the people are the opposite.
常常在我面前就讲一些难听的话,
they often talk to me some hard to understand. Difficult to take.
So 爱人很难啊,
so it's hard to love people.
你可能有同样的想法, 只是没有讲出来而已。
Many people think the same but never said it.
但是耶稣从第九节开始告诉我们,
but beginning verse 9, Jesus started to tell us,
真爱神的人会爱神的儿子。
The one who truly loves God shall love God's son.
而爱这个儿子的人会顺服他的命令。
He who loves the Son will obey his to his commandments.
现在就接着说啊,
now he continues.
就是好像是拿着祝福做个试金石啊,
how to use this obedience as a test scope.
看看我们肯不肯去爱人啊,
are we willing to love others?
你有没有看到这几件事情都是连在一起的?
Can you see those are all connected?
爱神,
love God,
爱耶稣,
love Jesus,
和爱别的信徒是连在一起。我们当中可能有人会问这个问题，
Someone in our midst may ask the question,
耶稣怎么会命令我们去爱人呢？
Why does Jesus give us commandments to love others?
难道真的爱可以被命令的吗？
That true love can be commanded?
我们需要记住一件事情呢，
We need to remember one thing,
圣经里所说的爱，
The love of the Bible.
那个agape的爱,
it's agape love.
基本上不是一种情绪, feeling.
So in basic, it's not a feeling.
不是一种情绪或情感, huh?
It's not an emotion or feeling.
而是一个意志的行动。
So it's an act of the will.
意志说我要爱这个人。
So I will to love this person.
虽然这个人不可爱,
even though he is not lovable.
圣经上有一句话可以帮助我们了解。There's
one verse from Bible can help us.
看罗马书5章第10节。
Romans 5:10.
罗马书第5章第10节。
Romans 5:10.
罗马书，请找到，跟我一起来念。
If you find that, read together with
5章第10节一起来。
Verse 10.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，显现着神儿子的死，得与神和好，既和好， 借根亚因他的身得救，神的儿子是指耶稣啊。
God's son is Jesus.
他为这些人死啊。
He died for those people.
这些人跟他是什么样的关系啊？
What relation between him and those people?
第十节说是做仇敌的时候。
So, verse 10 means they were enemies.
你能爱你的仇敌吗？
Can you love your enemy?
你情绪上做不到。
You cannot do that in your emotion.
除非你一直说我愿意去爱他。
Unless you will to do so.
耶稣在这里为我们做了榜样。
So Jesus has given us an example.
他在我们成了他仇敌的时候，他爱了我们。
While we were still his enemies, he loved us.
难怪他有资格告诉你和我。
That's why he is qualified to tell us.
我们可以为朋友舍命。
We can die for our friends.
他要求我们的标准比他还低了一点。
So his requirement for us is lower.
他没有说为仇敌舍命。
He didn't tell us to die for enemies.
他只是说为朋友舍命。
He said die for friends.
我们很多人很熟悉约翰福音三章十六节。
Many one of us are familiar with John 3:16.
我想你还会背起来。
I'm sure you can recite it.
约翰三章十六节是使徒约翰写的。
So John 3:16 was written by Apostle John.
那么使徒约翰也写了另外一本书啊。
Apostle John also wrote another book.
叫约翰一书啊。
The First John.
我们对约翰一书三章十六节就不熟悉了。
We're not familiar with 1 John 3:16.
我们看一下。
Let's go there and read it.
约翰一书三章十六节。
1 John 3:16.
找到以后我们一起来读。
Let us read.
约翰一书三章十六节。
1 John 3:16.
一起来。
Let's read.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。我如果说要把这句话也许用另外一个角度来解释的话，
If we expand it from different angle,
这个角度可以说我们给爱下一个实际上的定义，
Or we can say we'll give a practical definition for love,
就是我们在意志上愿意对待弟兄姐妹就好像神对待我们一样。
That we in our will we decide to treat brothers and sisters as if how God treated us.
神怎样对待我们？
How did God treat us?
神怎样在意志上对待我们？
How did God treat us in His will?
我也应该同样的对待弟兄姐妹。
I would also treat brothers the same way.
这是个实际爱的定义。
So this is a true definition for practical love.
首先他为朋友舍命。
First, he died for friends.
然后我们看第二小点，他亲近神的心意。
The second one is access to God's mind.
这是十四节到十五节。
That's verse 14 and 15.
这里说，你们十四节，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。请问，根据这个圣经节，谁是耶稣的朋友？
Let me ask you, according to this verse, who are friends of Jesus?
乃是顺服耶稣的人。
For those who are obedient to Jesus.
这不是说顺服耶稣使他们成为他的朋友。
This doesn't mean to be obedient to Jesus can be his friend.
这边强调的是说顺服乃是耶稣朋友的特性。
This emphasizes obedience is the character of Jesus' friend.
旧约里面两个人被称为神的朋友。
In the Old Testament, there are two persons were called friends of God.
这是个非常荣誉的称呼啊。
So that is a very honored calling.
就好像说，你要不要被称为我是胡锦涛的朋友
？Would you like to be called the friend of 胡锦涛？
所以神的朋友是个非常荣誉的称呼啊。
So if a friend of God is very honored.
亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友。
Abraham was called God's friend of God.
那我们看历代志下二十三。
Second Chronicle 20.
第七节。
Verse 7.
二十章第七节。
Chapter 20, verse 7.
历代志下。
Second Chronicle.
我来念给大家听。
The pastor will read.
我们的神啊， 你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业吗？另外一个人也被称为神的朋友。
Another person was called friends of God.
这个人是摩西啊。
That's Moses.
那我们看一下出埃及记三十三章。
Let's go to Exodus chapter 33.
十一节。
Verse 11.
出埃及记三十三章。
Exodus chapter 33.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这里说耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一样。摩西也被称为神的朋友。
Moses is also called a friend of God.
虽然亚伯拉罕跟摩西被称为神的朋友，
Abraham and Moses are both called friends of God.
但请注意一件事情，
But pay attention to one thing.
神却从来没有被称为他们的朋友。
But God was never called their friend.
中间有点不同。
This is different.
新约里面也是这样。
In the New Testament, it's the same.
耶稣称一个人是他的朋友。
Jesus called someone as his friend.
那我们打开约翰十一章十一节。
Let's go to John 11:11.
约翰十一章十一节。
John 11:11.
约翰福音十一章十一节。
John 11, verse 11.
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”拉撒路被称为耶稣的朋友。
Lazarus was called Jesus' friend.
可是整本新约里面，耶稣没有被称为是拉撒路的朋友。
But in the Bible, it was never said that Jesus is Lazarus' friend.
事实上在整本圣经里面，
Actually, in the entire Bible,
神或者耶稣，
either God or Jesus,
从来没有被称为任何人的朋友，
has never been called any person's friend.
这不是说神或耶稣啊，
This doesn't mean Jesus or God
不够朋友，
is unfriend.
乃是说他我们之间的友谊是特别的。
But it just simply means the relationship is special.
是他自己主动的。
It's active on his part.
这种关系是不可以互相交付的。
So there's no reciprocal relationship between them.
我们不能反过来说啊。
We cannot say on the opposite.
耶稣你要为我做这个做那个。
So Jesus, you have to do this for me, do that for me.
这样才是我的朋友。
Then you are my friend.
你这样才是够朋友。
Then you are be a friend.
事实上弟兄姐妹们，耶稣是最够朋友的。
So in fact, Jesus is truly a friend.
如果我们纯粹以爱来衡量我们之间的友谊的话，
If we only use love to evaluate our friendship,
我们用哪一个人比耶稣来讲？
Let's say anyone can be compared with Jesus.
更真实，
Can be true.
更长久，
Can be long-lasting.
并且是个更好的朋友，
And even better friends.
我们再读十五节。
Let's read verse 16.
回到约翰福音十五章十五节。
John 16:15.
以后我再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事。我再称你们为朋友，因为我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。主人不会告诉仆人什么事情。
The masters will not tell.Servants many things.
只是要他你是做这个做那个。
Just ordering him to do this and do that.
不会告诉他说为什么我希望这样做。
He won't explain why I want you to do this.
我心里想什么。
I don't tell you what I'm thinking.
我的目标我的计划是什么。
I don't want to tell what my purpose or my plan.
但朋友就不一样了。
But friends are different.
在新约时代一个常用的例子也许可以更帮助我们了解。
There was an example often used in the New Testament that may help us.
帮助我们了解被称为朋友啊是个多么很深刻的意思。
So we can understand to be called a friend how deep meaning that would be.
一个出名的圣经学者叫 William Barclay.
So there's a very famous theologian by the name of William Barclay.
他这么说。
He said this.
我把它翻成中文给大家在圣篇里面。
The pastor will translate in Chinese.
他说这个朋友这个字句借着罗马皇帝及中东国王。
This phrase is led up by a custom practiced at the court both of Roman emperors and the kings in the Middle East.
说在他们朝廷里面所实行的惯例就会明亮清楚了。他说在这些朝廷里面
At this court
有一群特别被选召的人,
There was a very selected group.
他们被称为国王的朋友,
They have been called the friends of the king,
或者是皇帝的朋友,
or the friends of the emperor.
他们在所有时间当中,
At all times,
他们可以接近国王,
They had access to the king.
他们甚至在一天刚开始的时候,
They even had the right to come to the beginning of the day.
可以进到国王的卧室寝室当中,
To enter to his bedchamber.
国王与他们谈话,
But the king would speak with them.
然后国王才和他的将领、他的统治者跟他的政治家谈话。
So the king would talk to him before he would talk to his generals, his rulers, and his statesmen.
国王的朋友是这些和国王最亲近及最亲密连结的人。
So the friends of the king were those who had the closest and the most intimate connection with him.
耶稣就赐给他朋友有这种特权。
So Jesus has given his friends such a privilege.
能够亲密地和他亲近,
so can be very intimate with him.
因为这种特权,
because of such privilege,
我们能够了解神的心意,
so we can understand God's will.
神在想什么,
what is God thinking?
他想要完成什么,
what does he want to complete?
刚才我们提到说亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友, 对吧?
We mentioned that Abraham was called God's friend.
当神要去毁灭索多玛和摩拉的时候,
When God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
这个计划没有人知道,
Nobody knew the plan.
这个计划在当时天下里面没有一个人知道,
In that time, none would know this plan.
但神讲了一句话,
But God said one thing.
请我们看创世纪18章17节,
Let's go to Genesis 18.
创世纪18章17节,
Genesis 18:17. Let's read together.
18:17，一起来。耶和华说：“我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？”亚伯拉罕是他的朋友。Abraham
is his friend.
神要把他的心意告诉他。
God wants to tell him his will.
弟兄姐妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
我们是神的朋友,
We are God's friends.
我们有特权, 也有带着责任。
We have privilege, we have responsibility.
特权跟责任是常常连在一起。
So privilege and responsibility are often connected.
请问哪些责任?
So what responsibilities?
第一个责任,
The first,
我们要彼此相爱。
We need to love each other.
像耶稣对待我们一样,
As if how Jesus treated us,
我们这样彼此的对待,
we treat each other the same way.
第二个责任,
the second responsibility,
我更想知道神的心意,
I want to know more about God's will.
约伯问了一个很好的问题,
so Job asked a very good question.
让我们看约伯记15章第8节,
Let's go to Job 15 verse 8.
约伯记15章第8节,
Job
15:8。约伯记15:8。他说：“你曾听见神的密旨吗？你还讲智慧独自得进吗？换句话说，你没看听见神的计划。”
In other words, have you heard about God's plan?
或者你没听见神的秘密啊？
Or do you know any of God's secrets?
什么人可以知道？
Who can know that?
幸好圣经里面有答案,
that the Bible has an answer.
让我们看诗篇25篇,
Psalm 25,
14节,
verse 14.
诗篇25篇,
Psalm 25,
14节
Verse 14. If we fear him,
如果我们在人前人后都是一种敬畏神的态度,
if we fear God same way before and after people,
神会把他的心意告诉我们,
God will tell us his will.
然后这里说用约, 约就是神的话语,
so they use the word covenant, which means God's will.
他很多的心意都写在神的话语里面,
God has written his will on, in the word.
我们可以了解的,
so we can understand.
只看我们愿意做这个选择,
so only depends if we want to choose to do so.
一个已经去世的传道人,
one preacher already died.
他的名字叫做 Oswald Sander, 在你们节目当中。
So his name is printed on your program. It's Oswald Sander.
他是过去内地会的总干事。
He was the executive of Inland Mission.
好几年前他一次对一群的基督徒讲话。
So several years ago, he was speaking to a large group of Christians.
当讲到这段经文的时候,
when he speak of this passage,
他勉励他们。
He encouraged them.
他讲了一句话打在你们节目单上。
He said one thing that was printed on our program.
也许中文可以说, 我们每个人可以选择要多亲近神。
Each of us is as close to God as we choose to be.
因为我们已经是神的朋友,
because we are already friends of God.
神已经要跟我们亲近了,
God wants to be close to us.
我们决定要多亲近神,
we need to choose to be closer to God.
那么看最后一点, 第三点,
I look at the last point, the third.
是神的拣选,
being God's elect.
这是16节,
verse 16.
说不是你们拣选我, 是我拣选的你们。 为什么突然耶稣讲这句话?
Why did suddenly Jesus say this?
跟上文有什么关系啊?
What's the relationship with the passage before that?
一个原因,
one reason.
人是很容易骄傲的。
Man can be easily be proud.
门徒也是。
Disciples are the same.
只要门徒稍微有一点因为所享有的特权而骄傲的时候,
when the disciples decide to be proud of a little bit privilege they have,
耶稣就先发制人了阻止他们,
so Jesus tried to prevent them from beginning.
因为追根究底, 门徒们能够得到这样的特别启示,
because if you think the disciples can have such a revelation,
能够这样的亲近神,
can be so close to God,
不是因为他跟别人比较的时候,
not because when he compared to other people,
哦,这些门徒比较好,
so they, these disciples are better,
哦,这些门徒比较有智慧,
or they be wiser,
哦,他们做了一个正确的选择,
or they made the right choices,
哦,他们选对了耶稣,
or they choose right in Jesus,
他们成为耶稣的朋友,
they become friends of Jesus.
不是这些,
it's not any of that.
那是因为耶稣先拣选了他们,
because Jesus has chosen them first.
保罗一句话让我们更清楚,
there's one word from Paul even clear.
给我们打开以后所书第二章,
let's go to Ephesians chapter 2,
第八节第九节,
verse 8 and 9.
以后所书第二章第八节第九节,
Ephesians 2,
请你跟我一起来读这段经文。
Let's read it together.
OK, 我们一起来。
Let's read.
你们得救是本乎恩, 也因着信, 这并不是出于自己, 乃是神所赐的, 也不是出于行为, 免得有人自夸, 一切都是神的恩典。
All things are God's grace.
不是你先拣选神的,
because not you chose God first.
如果你自己决定的话, 你不会选神的。
If you make a decision, you would not have chosen God.
还是神先拣选你,
it's God chose you first.
然后我们看下半边, 要去结果子,
the second is to bear fruit.
这是16节后半边,
that's the second half of verse 16.
并且分派你们去结果子, 叫你们的果子长存, 这里有个字我们叫做分派哈 ，appoint。
There's another word here that's appoint.
这个字希腊文的意思是说分别出来。
So the Greek word means set apart.
或者是散在一边。
So put aside.
干什么
？What for?
去做一个特别的工作。
To do a special mission.
什么工作
？What mission?
就是要去结果子。
To bear fruit.
我让你说哇，哪一种果子
？For which kind of fruit?
我上礼拜天牧师你讲的有五种果子。
There were five fruits that Pastor mentioned last week.
在我们节目单后边的中间，我列出五种。
There in the program, you can see the five kinds of a fruit.
究竟是哪一种
？Which kind?
还是要全部
？Are all?
既然神要你做个特别的工作
，Does God want you to do a special work?
这是分派的意思。
So that means a point.
并且神要你去
God wants you to go
这是个动作
That's an action
所以不少的圣经学者认为说这是最后一种
So many theologians think this is the last kind
也就是第五种
It's number five
也就是引人信主的果子
So it's the fruit of bring people to Christ
我觉得这个解释是正确的
I think this explanation is accurate
因为这样的果子是长存的
because such fruit is everlasting
因为信主的人是永远灵魂不会死的
because whoever believes in the Lord his soul shall never die
这里圣经说让这个果子能够长存
that Bible says let this fruit be everlasting
但是耶稣还没有讲完
but Jesus has not been finished
使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么他就赐给你们这句话耶稣提醒我们
In this passage, Jesus reminded us
一个信徒所结的果子
The fruit born by disciples
也许这五前面四种都有
Maybe including all the first four kinds
最紧那个要点呢
So the most important
乃是宣教跟带人信徒
is to proclaim the truth and bring people to Christ
我们结果的最终目标是要让引人信主。
So the ultimate purpose of bearing fruit is lead people to Christ.
这是耶稣在圣经之前提醒我们。
This is also Jesus reminded us right before he left.
在他的大使命里面，他说
，The Great Commission, he said,
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go make disciples of all nations.
如果你说 我要结果子
You say I want to bear fruit
我要让圣灵在我身上结果子
I want the Spirit to bear fruit in me
我也经常用口赞美神
I often praise God with my mouth
我也要多奉献甚至牺牲式的奉献
I even make a sacrificial offering
我也要过一个敬虔的生活
I want to live a religious life
但是我从来没有帮助一个人认识耶稣
But I have never helped a person
哦这个人可能是我多年的朋友、啊、
He might be my friend for many years
是我的父母亲呢
Maybe my parents
是我的丈夫和妻子、啊、
Maybe my husband or my wife
或者是我的特别的同事、啊、
Or a special colleague of mine
如果你从来没有这样做
But you have never done
你从来不想这样做
You never wanted to do it
那你没有达到耶稣拣选你的目的
Then you have not fulfilled the purpose why Jesus has chosen you.
我们相信耶稣以后
After we believe in Jesus,
不只是礼拜天来这里
Now that we come to church on Sunday,
我们唱诗我们很喜欢
We like to sing songs.
我们坐在冷气房里面很舒服
Comfortable set in an air conditioner.
我们有机会跟弟兄姐妹打来玩
We also communicate with brothers and sisters.
并且心中觉得哎，我这个礼拜做完了事
And so I have completed my work this week.
如果我们只是有这样的感受
If we only have such feeling,
我们没有想到别人的灵魂的话
If we have not thought about others' souls,
那么这不是神拣选你我的目的
This is not the purpose why God has chosen.
他的目的很清楚
His purpose is clear.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒
So go make disciples of all nations.
怎么达到这个呢
How can we accomplish that?
他说是借着祷告
That's through prayer
因为我们没有办法改变一个人的思想
We cannot change anyone's thought
我有时候听到先生太太告诉哎呀我怎么样可以改变对方的思想
Often have the husband or wife How can I change the other person's thinking?
我常常的回答说 I wish I know
I often answer that I wish he won't wait to stop. Only God can change.
我们借着祷告,
through prayer.
让他能够从黑暗当中进入光明,
so that he may lead darkness into light.
让他知道自己是罪人,
let him know that he is a sinner.
他需要耶稣啊,
he needs Jesus.
让他看到自己真实的情况,
let him see his true situation.
他决定要悔改跟相信,
and decide to repent and believe.
今天我们看到住在耶稣里面的人,
today we see people who live in Jesus.
这个人会遵守耶稣的命令,
so this person will abide in Jesus.
也就是这本圣经,
the Bible.
因为他肯遵守的缘故,
because he's willing to obey.
他经历了神所赐的爱, 喜乐跟平安,
so he has experienced the love, peace, and joy given by God.
第二个呢,
the second,
他被称为耶稣的朋友,
so he can be called a friend of Jesus.
这个比被称为奥巴马的朋友更好啊,
it's better than being a friend of Obama.
这是非常荣誉的地位跟身份,
so it's a very honorable position.
他会这样的爱这个人呢,
so he will love such a person.
这个人以后爱其他的弟兄姐妹,
and this person will love brothers and sisters as the way God loved him.
并且他也亲近神,
he also has the privilege to access to God's mind.
因为这个特权,
through this privilege, he lived a religious life.
并且他花时间在圣经上,
he also spent more time on the Bible, wants to know more about God's will.
第三个, 这样的人, 他知道这一切都是神的恩典,
so the third, he will know all things are blessings from God.
是神先开始的,
God started.
他拣选了住在耶稣里的人,
so he has chosen those who abide in Jesus.
这人因为感恩呢,
so the person gives thanks.
他会讲这个恩典的神也告诉别人,
he will also tell him the God of grace to others.
会结出那个长存的果子,
so they can bear the everlasting fruit.
而且我们今天问问自己啊,
so today we may ask ourselves,
我是住在耶稣里的人吗?
Am I abiding in Jesus?
如果不是,
if it's not,
或者现在还不是,
or I'm not yet,
为时不晚啊,
it's not too late.
我们读一段经文来结束,
let's conclude by reading a passage.
你打开罗马书,
Romans, Book of Romans,
第十章,
Chapter 10,
第9到13节,
verses 9 to 13.
罗马第十章9到13节,
Romans 10,
9-13. 罗马书第十章第九节, 我们一起来,
let's read Romans 10:9.
你若口里认耶稣为主, 心里信神, 叫他从死里复活, 就必得救。 因为人心里相信, 就可以称义, 口里承认, 就可以得救。 经上说, 凡信他的人, 必不至于羞愧。 犹太人和希腊人, 并没有分别, 因为众人同有一位主。 他也厚待一切求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。那我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
住在你里面的人多么有福。
How blessed are those who abide in you.
盼望我们每一个人都有这样的肯定。
We wish we can all be so convinced.
这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and thank you, Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.